Hello and welcome to another episode of We podcasted. Already the equipment is jumping. It's not a good sign, Robert.
You know what it is, isn't you? You know what it is? It's the heat. It's the heat.
What are we at now, temperature-wise?
I think it is currently 31,000 degrees.
31,000 degrees, yep. Here in the good old U of the K.
U of K.
U of K.
United
I haven't
counties.
Been out there yet today, mate.
Honestly, it's so hot.
Nipped to shops earlier on.
Ridiculous.
But apart from that, I'm going to get out there tomorrow when it's like 35.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tomorrow,
I'm just going to lay out.
The very, very start of July, we are set to hit 35 degrees.
Yeah, well.
Which is bonkers.
I've got a massive day planned tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
For outside in the garden. Going to repaint the boys' lad house.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Not Wendy House. Wendy House is for girls.
Yeah, obviously. Hence the window.
Then after that, I'm just going to lay a sheet out and sunbathe. Just like I did last week. But I made the massive error of falling asleep last week in the sun. And just call me Two-Tone Brian now because I'm literally red all down my front, including here on my legs.
In a groin area.
In my groinal area.
Yeah.
It kind of like shines out like, oh.
Like an arrow.
It's here. And then like I'm pure white.
Where your arms have come up.
And I've got really dark arms.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Boop, boop. Line.
So I need to sort all of that out tomorrow.
What you need to do is get some sun cream.
Yeah.
Put that on.
No.
And then lay in the garden.
No, baby oil. So everything good.
But
everything
yeah, it's all right. But to be honest with you, I feel a little bit like the computer is acting. Yeah. I feel like I'm on the brink of being a bit, anything could happen at any moment.
Well, it don't out that we have to shut ourselves off for this podcast every week. Beautiful weather at the moment.
Yeah, we've closed all the windows.
And we're sat here and we've closed all the windows so we get no exterior noise.
Yeah.
And also the curtains are closed.
Yeah.
Which helps a little bit with the heat.
Well, but it's getting a little bit stifling in here. It's trapped all the heat that's already in here.
So if all of a sudden it just goes quiet, we've either passed out or died.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you guess which one.
Yeah. I'll tell you something new I've been doing this week.
Go on then.
They're not vitamin drinks. They're like vegetable drinks. Have you heard of
like a smoothie?
Should I grab them?
Go on, go and grab it.
What,
you mean like a vegetable smoothie?
No, not like a vegetable
smoothie.
Right. There they are.
Right,
it's called Super Greens Powder.
Ooh,
Super Greens Powder.
Super Greens Powder.
Right, now read the back where it says, no, in the big brown box, what does it say?
Each serving is equivalent to 14
portions of fruit and vegetable.
Now that's each serving.
Right.
And how many servings do you get from this one sachet?
I've had about five out of it so far.
10 servings per sachet. There's 140 portions of vegetables in a packet that is no bigger than a CD case.
That's a nice little treat for you in the moment when you open it. But just read some of the good stuff that I'm now putting into my body daily.
The good stuff. There's cocoa powder, there's apple powder, there's flaxseed powder, camu camu powder, my favourite. Chia, there is, I've got to say this right, shiitake mushroom.
Shiitake.
Don't say that wrong. Clove powder, wheatgrass powder, barley grass powder, spirulina powder.
All the powders.
Hang on a minute. Doesn't that say cholera? No, that's chlorella. Chlorella powder, broccoli. Broccoli in it. Kale, spinach, peas.
All the superfoods, mate.
All of them. Literally all of them.
Now open it up and have a smell. Tell me what it smells like.
Is this going to make me shoot?
Tell me what it smells like.
It's going to smell like arse, isn't it?
Go on.
Oh, that's weird. That's a bit odd.
Yeah.
That was half earth and half chocolate.
It's like earthy chocolate. Dirty chocolate.
Earthy chocolate.
Earthy, dirty chocolate is what I'm putting inside me. But it's all good. Not only that.
I get the impression that this is the sort of stuff that gives you the squits.
Mate, right, this is pretty disgusting.
If you're eating your dinner, pause the podcast at this point.
Or just power through, right? But I'm going to talk about poo, all right?
We haven't spoken about poo for weeks.
The other day, I went and had a poo, and it was quite a nice poo. And afterwards, like, I had a little look down.
Yeah.
To see whether, like, this was playing me up, all this extra stuff I'm putting inside me.
Yeah.
And
your organs fell out.
Yeah, I thought I'd Google the Bristol stool chart, and Contrast and compare. My poo to the Bristol stool chart. My poo at the moment, mate, is optimal. Optimal poo. It's exactly on a level 4.
Sounds like a transformer.
Or maybe a level 6, but whatever it was, optimal. It's
pretty much bang on.
Soft with little edges around the side. And you know whether you're having a good poo because it means less wiping.
How'd you work that out?
Because if it comes out easier,
yeah,
it's not as much mess.
Fair enough.
Little tip for you.
All right, okay.
Not only that, I'm drinking this raw juice.
Is it raw juice?
It's not raw. Raw juice. This is also veggie powder.
Made from lions, apparently.
Carrot juice, beetroot juice, apple, broccoli, pear, kale, ginger.
It's like the periodic table of vegetables, isn't it?
But that one doesn't smell like chocolate. Doesn't taste like chocolate either, like that does. That tastes like shit. And I have to disguise it all in orange juice.
Are you having a pinch your nose when you drink
something? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I down it and pinch my nose, but it's going inside me. I don't have to taste it.
Makes you feel better. So the health kick is still on?
It's still on, mate. I'm still there. Do you want to have a little flash of what I got going on?
Well, come on in, show me.
Including my two-tone, mate. You haven't seen my two-tone tan
yet.
Oh,
I haven't seen the two-tone tan.
Two-tone tan.
Try saying that quickly. Hey, look at that.
Hey,
get a picture of that
Calm down, Rob.
Get a picture of that on the internet. They have to put NSFW on it.
There is actually a naked photo of me on the internet if you want to go find it.
You're standing in a field.
Me standing in a field, but naked. Go and have a look.
It's true.
If you want.
Does exist.
But if you Google Brian Powis penis, it doesn't come up. So, you know, just a tip for you.
Just fine tune your searches.
Yeah, right, after all that.
Anyway.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you very much. I am all right. Yeah, I'm not so bad. Nothing of much excitement happened in the last week, if I'm being honest. A fairly standard week.
Just working and stuff.
Just working and stuff,
all right.
You know.
Now, for the past week, myself and I'm sure a lot of other people haven't been able to sleep at night because there was a revelation on last week's podcast that you have some massive news and you said that you would reveal that news this week.
I said hopefully this week I'll be able to reveal that news.
You better be giving me some fucking news because it was terrible last week, all right?
We didn't even get to news. You wouldn't even let me do the not news based on my big news.
Shit news earlier.
My
damn
big
right.
news.
You're crap at news at the moment, Rob. So, are you ready to make your exciting announcement?
Okay.
It's about to make it. What is the bloody announcement?
Well, bit of a problem. I can't tell you.
Oh, fuck off, Rob.
I can't. Not yet.
Brilliant. So that's another week. We have to wait. And what, you're going to let us down next week as well?
No, hopefully next week I can tell you. I did say hopefully next week.
Right, let's reveal last week's lullaby.
Ooh,
bye,
yes.
Shall we? All right.
By the way, I got told someone fell asleep before the lullaby last week.
What?
Yeah. So what was it?
Last week's lullaby bye, courtesy of Rockabye Baby, was none other than the bloody Foo Fighters. I was a massive fan of that last week. I've been listening to that lullaby by a lot.
It's a cracking one.
Just for fun.
It's a cracking one. Really good.
And I did miss the Foos at Glastonbury. Loved Florence.
Florence did very well.
Beautiful lady, beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I just needed a little bit more after Motorhead.
Just needed a beard.
Yeah, you know, well.
Not maybe necessarily on.
My beard.
Your beard.
Let's talk about beards. Oh, yeah. Now, can everyone stop thinking that everyone who's got a beard has got a beard just because it was once fashionable? Some people just like to have facial hair, all right? The reason I've grown facial hair, it's got nothing to do with it was in trend and now it's out trend and should we start shaving, should we not? It's more about, I've got scars from teenage acne on my face. I thought, what would be the best way to cover up those scars? I thought, let's grow a fucking beard. And that's what I did. That people saying like, oh, a lot of girls don't like beards. I don't give a fuck. I like beards. If I want a beard, I'll have a beard. It's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with Stephen Fry. Thank
you. Hang on, but... You might want to also hate the 2,299 people who have favourited the tweet from Stephen Fry.
What was my reply? I sent him a reply. I added him. I've been a bit leery on Twitter.
Your reply was, yeah. I would, and this was at WCWSWP,
yeah.
I would say, with all due respect, Mr. Fryer, what the bloody hell has it got to do with you?
Exactly.
It's always lazy, isn't it? It's always lazy.
It's like, if you've got nothing to talk about, let's talk about beards.
Having a go at the beard.
Like us. We're talking about beards now. We've got fuck all else to say.
Well, no, we have.
Well, we have.
Plenty
we've
to say.
Quiz
for
that, mate.
Quiz.
Glastonbury at the weekend. Did you see a lot of it on
I have watched quite a bit of it, yeah. I watched watched Florence, yeah. Watched some of the stuff from earlier on in the day as well. Of course, watched Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Can't not watch Lionel when he's on the telly box. Quite enjoyed, and I didn't think I was going to because... I'm not one to jump on a bandwagon musically. I'm quite happy if someone's really popular and I don't like them, I'm quite happy to go, no, I don't really get it. Right. Sam Smith was one of those people and James Bay was another one. At first, I was a bit like, he's okay, but he's nothing special. And then I watched him at Glastonbury and ignoring the two tracks that are on the radio all the time, River, Down the River and Let It Go, the other tracks, proper good songs, you know, they're catchy.
Down the River.
Somewhere down a river.
Hat on a river
or something like that.
Yeah. Hat on a river.
He wears a hat all the time, doesn't he? Yeah. But no, he was actually quite good. I actually quite enjoyed his set. He was pretty good musician. He went up there and actually sounded really tight with the band. So,
well, I also watched a lot of Gladstone.
Yep.
All right. Because I got hold of a new TV. Don't tell him the inches. Right. Got hold of a new TV, so I thought I would get some Glasgow up on the TV. And I saw quite a bit over the weekend in between the Famalam stuff.
Yep.
And so the theme for this week's quiz, the best and worst of Glasgow 2015. In my opinion. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. Oh, this is a quiz. This is a quiz, a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. So the rules to the quiz are simple as always.
Excellent.
Lyric Man's going to read some lyrics for you. All you have to do is guess the artist who sang those lyrics. Those artists played at Glastonbury at the weekend. Did I like them? Did I not? It's the best and worst of Glasgow 2015, in my opinion. Brackets.
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
There's a bloody fly in here.
I know. Can we kill it, please?
Please kill it. Please, can
we start this quiz? Been winding me up for hours.
I don't want to whack.
Get out of it. Don't. Stupid fly.
I'm going to smash something.
Go!
Hang on, I'm going to
shout at it, Rob. Go away.
Go away, you bastard!
Get out!
You flying bastard!
Oh, fucking fly. Oh, you stupid fly bastard! Oh, why? Get out my ass! Get out! You're a dirty fly bastard! Oh, why, you dirty bastard!
Take that!
Yeah! Fucking fly. Get out!
Right,
are you ready for question number one?
Yes!
What is happening here? Something is going on. That's not quite clear. Somebody turn on the light. We're gonna have a party. It's starting tonight.
This is an archive clip, Rob. We played this one before previously. Got it wrong.
Excellent.
But they performed at Glastonbury over the weekend.
You said they.
Well, could be a tease.
Could be. A part of me wants to say it was Lionel, what we mentioned. But I don't think we've done Lionel in any quiz before. Ooh. Yeah, now I'm going to have to go with Lionel.
correct, Rob. Yes. It was Lionel.
What is happening here? Something is going on that's not quite clear. Somebody turn on the light. We're gonna have a party. It's starting tonight.
Oh, what a feeling when we're dancing on the ceiling. Oh, what a feeling when we're dancing on the ceiling.
How can you not love Lionel Richie?
I think that fly is actually dancing on the ceiling.
He was great Sunday afternoon.
He was excellent.
He was one of the best of Glastonbury.
And I actually think it was a perfect time for him to be on.
He just looked like he enjoyed being there.
Yeah.
And that's all you expect from performers. This is a problem I get when I'm watching performances. If I'm going to see someone, do I want to see someone who just stands there looking fucking bored and moody? No. I want to see someone up enjoying themselves who, you know, as he said, he felt privileged to be there, and that's how it should be.
And when you're as big as Lionel Richie.
And he pulled in the biggest crowd. Everyone at Glasto was up for a bit of Lionel this year. So congratulations, Rob, and congratulations, Lionel.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
I do like that guy. I love the fact he's still rocking that moustache.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's quite iconic, isn't it?
It is. Right. Are you ready for question number two?
I am.
Right. Who is this? They performed at Glastonbury. Are they the best or worst of what I saw on my telly box? Brackets, in my opinion.
Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back.
This is Hatman, isn't it?
Right.
Quite easy. James Bay.
Correct. It was James Bay, Rob.
Thank you.
What do you
reckon? I'm not going to do one of those 90s game show things where they elaborate on the answer.
Do you reckon I liked him?
No.
Or I wasn't keen?
No, I get the impression that you're not a fan of James.
Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back.
I found nothing when watching it. I find him a little bit pretentious anyway. The stupid hat-wearing, guitar-playing, you know, it's been done before. And he sounds like a lot of other male artists.
See, I don't think
he
does.
Who kind of do that. And I watched James Bay, and there was just nothing to it. Just nothing
really?
To it at all. I get it, he's a guy with a guitar with a hat, but at least do something else. There was nothing.
Yeah, but I think he does have something a bit different.
Shit. Definitely the worst. One of the worst.
It's over 200 artists.
One of the worst performance-wise, anyway.
All right.
I didn't feel it.
We'll agree to disagree.
Because, you know, you only got that stupid...
Hold back the river. Let me look in your eyes.
That's all we've really got at the moment. And another track. You know, it was just hard going. Anyway.
All right.
Sorry, James. Right, question number three. Right.
Drag my tongue across the sand, so happy just to crawl across the land. Soon I'll be the best around, I'm gonna keep my plunder underground. Hard flesh cold against the rain, dust billowing around my brazen brain. Saw off all my stinking limbs, blood dripping down my sunken monkey chin.
So what are we saying, Rob? Who do you reckon that is?
Well, I know who this is.
Right.
This is someone we're off to go and see at the end of the year.
We are, November. Very much looking forward to it. I've seen them live once before.
Yep.
At Reading Festival.
I was going to say, a festival or their own gig?
Yeah, no, it's at Reading Festival. I'm really looking forward to seeing them in a
their own venue. Yeah, their own gig at a smaller
with
venue.
Their own fans instead of people just being around.
Yeah.
Everything, yes.
Drag my tongue across the sand, so have to just crawl across the land. Soon I'll be the best around, I'm gonna keep my plunder underground. Hard flesh cold against the rain, dust billowing around my brazen brain. Saw off all my stinking limbs, blood dripping down my sunken monkey chin.
Saw off all my stinking limbs.
I love the lyric, monkey chin. That's what I love.
Blood running down my sunken monkey chin.
Yeah, everything, watched them. Loved it.
There was only one song I was a little bit, but always... But
so it's been out for a week yet. If you learn all the lyrics so we can sing along when we go to their concert at the end of the year.
I'm getting
you,
there.
Have you heard it? Have you listened I've listened to the whole album. Quite a bit.
Yeah, I've listened to it twice through.
Right, okay. All right.
So, I mean, I'm finding my favourites. There's one...
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask. I can't remember the name of it.
You're not a fan. Anyway.
No, I am, you gits.
Yeah, wow.
Wait, some of us go to work.
Yeah, everything. You were correct, Rob. So, what are we on?
That's 3 out of 3.
3 out of 3, Rob.
You see, I did my research at the weekend. I was doing my homework, even though I didn't know the quiz was going to be Glastonbury.
Are you ready for question number 4? Who is this artist that played Glastonbury at the weekend?
4 in the morning. And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans. 300 bitches, where is the Trojans? Baby, we living, in the moment. I've been a menace, for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it.
So who do you reckon that is? Picking your nose?
No, I'm not. I'm scratching my nose. I don't know. What are you looking at then?
You took your finger up to your nose as I looked at it. What are you looking at?
Oh, I've got a spot on my nose.
Oh,
scratching a spot. Sorry. I don't know.
No?
But like, the lyrics don't even make any sense. Which actually might help.
4 in the morning, and I'm zoning. They say I'm possessed. It's an omen. I keep.
It's going to be the best or the worst, so... oh, bloody hell, I don't know. Who's on? Who? Lionel. Florence. Motorhead. Hang on, is this Kanye?
Correct.
Hey! 4 in the morning, and I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300, like the Romans. 300 bitches, where is the Trojans? Baby, living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it.
So follow me, this shit about to go. You're right, Kanye West headlined the stage on Saturday night. I enjoyed some of it. I did. I think he became a bit of a self-indulgent bastard in the middle.
Right.
Started singing songs about his child and stuff. No one cares, Kanye, no one cares. And there was a few incidents that we could discuss. One of them being the fact that someone ran on stage during that track and he had to start again.
He didn't have to start again, here in the UK,
we've got this comedian called Lee Nelson who just, like, invades pitches and gets himself... He was on X Factor last year, wasn't he? He jumped up with stereo kicks, if I remember rightly.
Yep.
It's this thing. I don't find it funny. You know, it seemed that it may have been staged. And the only reason I say that is because he wasn't taken out forcibly enough. If someone
is crashing,
if someone is crashing the headline set at Glastonbury, think about that. Saturday night, headline set, Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Someone is on stage next to one of the biggest artists in the world. The guy literally came on and led him off holding hands. I wanted to see him either punched off the stage or took out by a big fucking bastard. That's what I want.
A rugby tackle, rather than just walking on and go, you're right there, you seem to be a bit lost.
Yeah, like, come with me, Lee. You can't do this, you naughty boy. Anyway, Kanye West.
Really? I mean, I didn't watch it because I'm not a fan.
I'm kind of like, what's the word?
Blasé?
Yeah, well.
Give or take? Take or leave it?
It was all right.
It was all right. Okay, it was all right.
Anyway. All right, final one.
Okay.
4 out of 4. This could be another 5 out of 5.
Oh, I know. Yeah. How would this be?
Because I'm a sad sack. Post-teen. Could he have been a love machine? No dream. Concrete. Walking like a zombie. Like a zombie. And I'm a cold train. Fast lane. Caught up in a dirty rain. No pain. No gain. Working like a zombie. Like a zombie.
I think you like this artist, don't you?
I do.
See, I've got a problem with him.
Yeah?
I just don't get it.
I thought he performed
hang on, let's confirm.
Really well.
This is Jamie T.
Correct.
Right, good.
Jamie T.
I don't
get it. Besides that, Holstein could have been a love machine. No dream, concrete, walking like a zombie.
How do you not get this?
Like a zombie.
Come on, mate.
Kank.
And then a cold train, fast lane, caught up in a dirty rain. No pain, no gain, working like a zombie.
Why don't you like this?
Like a zombie.
You know, I just thought you gave... The thing is, Jamie T is an example of a guy with a guitar singing who does it well because he was entertaining. Didn't just stand there singing about fucking rivers with that on. He actually entertained the crowd. That's the difference for me. There was something in the performance and he has catchy tricks. If you got the money, I think it should be funny. Uh-oh. And all that.
I just get the impression that any 16-year-old band could sound the same.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Do you know what?
I think any 16-year-old could sound like James Bay if they had a decent enough voice.
I'll do you a favour. I will watch Jamie T's set.
Do it.
All right, and let you know.
Get back to me. All right, 5 out of 5.
That's not bad, eh?
Another fucking hallelujah! 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 Once again, 5 out of 5 in the quiz, Rob. Congratulations.
Bloody flies back.
Kill it! Kill it now. Anyway, that was the quiz. We need to calm down.
Yeah, we do a bit, didn't we? Yeah.
That fly's got us all riled up. That was
a quiz for my mate, Rob. That was a quiz for my mate, Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob.
You want one of them days when it feels like there's just gonna be no filter? Well, I think today is one of them days.
I need this money, and times is hard. An a-hole, but I need this job. I'm due for a raise, and he's blowing cash. Now he's got me shredding papers, but corporate gon' have his ass.
I'm just a millisecond away from giving you the finger. I'm telling you straight up, go fuck yourself. I'm just a millisecond away from giving you the finger. I'm telling you straight up, go fuck yourself.
New music from Mr. Lover Lover himself, Shaggy. Like that, GFY, go fuck yourself.
Hey.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey.
Hey. Good to see Shaggy back, I think. Especially with tracks
that is great.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that. The only problem is, you can't put that on the radio.
Yeah.
The amount you'd have to take out, it wouldn't even be worth it, would it?
You can't even play it around your children.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's a great summer song.
Yeah,
it's a barbecue.
For the adults.
Yeah.
All right. Getting back to Glastonbury.
Okay, yeah.
And actually, Kanye West.
Right.
We spoke a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I say I was indifferent, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're a bit indifferent about it, and I don't care for him.
There was a few moments during the Kanye set that I had a few problems with. First off was the ceiling of lights that he created. So he took about a third of the pyramid stage away and performed under...
In height,
ceiling,
in height you mean?
Yeah, in height. And performed underneath. Now, on the telly, the camera angles that wasn't close up to the stage... just showed bright lights. So I've not heard any stories from people who are actually at Glastonbury watching Kanye. But by the looks of it, you couldn't see him on stage because that
ceiling
of lights
was so bright. You weren't going to see anything.
Now, I think I was, we were chatting earlier on.
Yeah.
If they had took that away, maybe when he got to the self-indulgent part, singing about his fucking wife and child.
Yeah.
You know, bring
has
it
he
up.
He really actually got a song about Kardashian
just,
or?
No, he just probably made it up. Oh, right. Just had to get her name in there somewhere. And it's only my opinion at
I might
the end
wind
of the day.
Up in a minute.
If you like Kardashians, good for you. Anyway,
please stop listening to our podcast.
Yeah, stop listening. I don't like you.
You're barred.
that's about 90% of our audience gone. Good work.
Mum, you still listening?
Also, another thing, as we spoke about, had the stage invasion from Lee Nelson.
So hang on a minute. So back to the lights. Just a quick question about it. Was it all show?
All show.
For the entirety of him being on... Hey,
he had to
lift have nothing else.
After the first couple of songs, he asked for the stage to be lifted. On mic, by the way. Headline set, Saturday night, Glastonbury. Asked the rig guy to pull the ceiling up because, and I quote, I have to jump in the next song. So...
How low were they?
They were very low to begin with.
What, like, head height low?
I was feeling claustrophobic for Kanye. I'm sat on my sofa, like, feeling weird and like, oh, I hope he's okay. They were just
hot.
Above his
head. Incredibly hot under those lights.
And he's wearing a jean jacket and jeans and a jean jacket around his waist. This is when you know you're a bit of a twat, when you're wearing a jean jacket, a replica jean jacket around your waist, and the same looking jeans as well. He looked
like Kanye West.
Well, anyway.
So there's the light problem,
so
the Lee Nelson
light,
issue.
Lee Nelson, and also, for some reason, when they have rappers or hip-hop artists at Glastonbury, for some reason, they feel that they have to replicate... an old classic to get the crowd on board.
Like,
you remember
Jay-Z.
When Jay-Z headlined
Wonderwall?
A few years ago, sang Wonderwall.
Yeah.
All right. And I believe Beyonce did something when she headlined a few years ago as well, but I can't remember what that was, but they seemed to do it.
Yeah, right? Rings a bell.
So Kanye West, middle of the set, he goes, you know what? Let's go for it.
Cover time.
Kanye cover time. Kanye karaoke.
Hey.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
Kanye karaoke.
All right.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my God.
By the Queen.
All now, right. Can I just, at this point, make it clear, absolutely clear, I have seen one still image of Lee Nelson stage crashing.
But you've not
And I've not heard
nothing.
Or seen any, because I care that little for it.
And I've been making him wait as well to hear it. So his is a... You know,
it's a genuine. I have no idea how bad this sounds.
I bet there's not a lot
of
people who have.
And I'm assuming this is bad. I'm assuming this is bad.
Oh no, it's fucking brilliant, mate. Have a listen.
Yeah. Right. Oh God!
What are we saying?
That is no.
Now, if you're gonna do karaoke, Kanye or. Kanye karaoke, you have to make sure that you hit that first note right, banging key, or it really messes up the rest of the song.
That made me feel a bit sick.
He didn't either.
This is a bit like... Oh, God.
So you missed out.
This is like that woman screaming that you used to play.
It's the new one.
It's the new one.
All your dreams. But Rob, we're not finished yet.
It gets better, doesn't it?
Oh
God.
Just killed a man. So you went all gangster on it.
Yeah.
Put my gun up to his head. Wrong words, Kanye. Pull the trigger, now he's dead. Right, now this is where he starts struggling because he's gone in too high at the beginning. Alright?
Yeah.
If all else fails, what do you do?
Just stage dive or point the mic at the crowd.
Point the mic at the crowd.
They're doing the job for you.
I'm not even a fucking rock star, Kanye, and I know that.
Mama, like it. But now.
So he was never going to hit those notes.
Oh,
never
my
gonna
God,
hit.
This is atrocious.
Hey? Are you alright?
I'm just so. Mama. Makes me feel genuinely sick. I can't understand. Don't do it again, please. I can't understand how you can be that famous and celebrated as a musician, as he is, because he has millions of followers on Twitter and millions of people clearly buy his records, otherwise he wouldn't be getting headline acts at Glastonbury. How can you be that poor and not know it? Mm. You'd have thought, like, with the... I assume it wasn't a band on stage. I'm assuming it was a backing track.
It was just him. Him and a DJ hidden somewhere.
Do you not think that he would have at least maybe, even that afternoon, thought, do you know what? I'll just make sure I can actually sing this.
I think it was the last minute idea, Rob. He just thought, what can I do? Yeah, I'll do Queen. Bad mistake, Kanye. Bad mistake.
I mean, if you're going to cover any song ever...
Yeah.
As a nobody or as a Glastonbury headliner,
there's just some...
make sure you can sing it and know the bloody words.
But don't you think there's just some songs that never need to be covered? The whole point of a cover is to...
reinvent.
Yeah, to kind of maybe improve it.
Yeah.
Or add to it a little bit.
Yeah.
But if a song is perfect enough, you don't have to touch it.
And that
you
iconic.
You definitely don't have to sing it on the main stage at Glastonbury. Especially if you can't sing. Because all your singing songs, Kanye, you were using auto-tune. Use auto-tune for your mamas next time. Mama. Also, another thing that happened during the Kanye West set is that he declared that he is the greatest rock star of all time. And I quote. Mama. All right?
Clearly not.
So, I reckon even I... We know you've got a good voice. We've heard it. I reckon I can hit a better mama than what Kanye does.
All right.
All right? And then you can give it a go.
Okay.
And if I hit a better mama...
Well, you officially steal the title for best rock star ever. Greatest rock and roll legend of all time.
No, that's not what you said. The best rock star of all time.
Right, best rock star of all time. Okay.
I'm going to have to use his backing. Ready. Oh, I'm feeling the pressure now. I'm after that.
A bit nervous.
Title. Yeah. I'd love to be the greatest rock star of all time.
Could be you in the next 30 seconds.
Right, you ready?
Mama.
Oh, that sounded just like him. Should I do it on my own?
Doing an impression of him. What you doing? What you've done there is you've actually replicated an out-of-tune version.
It's in my head now. Kanye's infiltrating my brain.
Can you hear
is like, Mama.
Can you in your brain?
Mama.
That was better.
Hey,
that was
better. Than give me some echo.
Go on, do it.
Mama.
I like that.
Mama.
Very good.
Yeah?
At least the whole word was in tune of itself.
Go on, you give it a go.
All right. A bit of echo.
Do you want Kanye?
I'll have a bit of Kanye.
Mama.
Show off! Sorry.
But anyway, I was sat around this morning thinking about this dreadful set from Kanye on Saturday night.
You're doing it on purpose now because I've been sung better than you, didn't you?
I am. I thought, what can I do today to fill up my time? Because Tuesdays, right?
Yep.
There's a pretty long wait for me because I think about what's going on the podcast on a Tuesday morning. Don't really put any much more thought into it. Because I like it all to
It's like
just
seven
come.
Days of creativity in
yeah,
one day.
Yeah, it's like I just like to do it in the morning. But I finished quite early this morning and just sat here twiddling my fingers going, I want to record. But I couldn't. You were at work.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll harass him at work. And so I set Rob a challenge today at the good old ship BBC Essex. And
the what?
The good old ship BBC Essex.
We ship
are
with a P.
The BBC.
With a P.
We never lie. And I asked Rob to see if anyone else at BBC Essex would like to try and take the title of greatest rock star of all time off of Kanye in a game that I like to call Can Ye Sing Better Than Kanye?
I like it. I like it a lot.
So what happened?
So I thought I'd go for whole hog. I thought I'd try and get some of the presenters to
do it. Okay. How did you approach them?
I didn't really give them anything. Right. I said to them, do you mind doing me a small favour? I'd take about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, just need to record a quick line or something.
Well, it didn't really matter that they...
No.
They didn't know.
I mean, I didn't explain it.
You know?
I thought, if I try and explain it, I'm overcomplicating it.
At the end of the day, all we're trying to find out is...
Can they sing?
Kanye? Kanye sing better than Kanye?
Yeah.
All right? Who did you ask first?
So I asked Tony Fisher.
Right, okay.
Listener of the podcast and BBC Essex presenter.
He's on in the afternoons, right?
He is indeed, yeah.
Should we listen to Tony?
Let's have a listen
to Tony. I love the fact as well that, like, you're at work and you just got him in the studio as well. Like, come here a minute, do this. Anyway, this is Tony Fisher. So is he going to take the title away from you of greatest rock star of all time?
Mama just killed a man.
What do you reckon?
It's pretty smooth.
Hey.
It's a pretty smooth. It's kind of a little kind of Frank Sinatra-esque.
Got a little bit more.
Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger. Now he's dead.
Do you know, I reckon he's taken the title off of you, Rob.
He
did a little bit more.
I know. He did do an extra line.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was quite good.
I wasn't expecting him to be quite as sort of smooth and sultry about it, but he nailed it.
Kanye sing better than Kanye?
Yay, he can.
Yay, he can. Congratulations. You are the greatest rock star in the world for now.
Yeah. Because he wasn't the only person I asked.
Right, okay.
Once news spread that I was getting people to sing. Yeah, that.
Right.
A few other people was like,
hey,
can I have a go?
Okay, all right.
Basically, the karaoke mic essentially came out and everyone wanted to have a go. So
right, okay.
I managed to grab three other...
It was a fun morning at BBC Essex.
We were very busy at work.
Look, I make fun at the BBC from my couch. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's not a bad job.
Exactly.
Don't get paid.
I thought I'd get another guy to do it and I'd get a couple of girls to do it as well.
All right.
So
who have we got next then?
Let's hear from one of the girls. Let's hear from Jodie.
All right. What does Jodie do?
Jodie works in online. She does all the online stuff. So she's not necessarily a voice on the radio. She does some bits and pieces, generally writes for the website.
Well, at the moment, Tony Fisher is the greatest rock star of all time.
Yep.
All right. How about Jodie?
Mama just killed a man.
Oh, she went in.
She went for it. I think she wrote something a bit too quick.
Mama!
She didn't let the mama stew, did she?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Mama just killed a man. Do I have to keep going?
But in fairness, I did ask her to sing that one line and that was it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was all in tune with itself, which is an improvement on Kanye. Mm. So...
Can Ye sing better than Kanye?
Yay, she can.
She can.
Yes. But can Ye sing better than Tony Fisher?
I'm not sure. Not sure yet. We've got a couple more.
All right.
So who wanted to go next?
Let's do the other guy we had, Robbie.
Right.
Robbie gave it a go. He was well up for this, knowing that Tony had a go as well. And I've never heard, you know, Robbie sing before, so I wasn't sure whether or not to expect amazing tonal, you know, quality to come out of his mouth, you know, start singing like Sam Smith or, you know, Louis Armstrong. I didn't know. But Robbie gave it some beans.
All right, should we hear from Robbie?
Mama just killed a man.
You see, he let the mama stew.
Yep.
You know, I like Robbie so far.
And Bill,
Oh,
I know. I know.
He's doing his own guitar sound effects.
Multi-instrumentalist.
I think he's going to take title.
All right.
Against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun.
Now you can hear that he's singing with a smile as well.
Yeah, he's enjoying himself.
Makes all the difference. That's why Kanye, you know, couldn't sing Mama probably. Because he's a moody bastard.
You're a moody Kanye. Oh, wah, oh, wah.
You moody Kanye.
Moody.
Oh, wah, oh, wah.
More of Robbie.
And now I've gone and thrown it all away. Bow, bow. Way the wind blows. I sometimes wish I'd never been born at all. doesn't really matter.
Oh, give that man a round of applause. I like that.
You know, he's at the end, he didn't know what he was doing it for, but he just can't. He went in. He was
anyway,
in it for a penny.
Well, Robbie, I'm going to tell you now what you're doing it for. You're doing it for the title of the greatest rock star in the world. Is that you?
Kanye sing better than Kanye?
Kanye sing better than Kanye?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can. But are you the greatest rock star in the world? Judge and jury is me. I say yes, because he went in. Guitar effects.
Beans.
Yeah. All,
backing
all
vocals.
Verse, you know, carried on, even if you forgot the word, professional singer right there.
Yep.
Got one more.
Yeah, we have. All we right? have.
Who did you ask next?
So I asked Lauren. Yeah, by this point, there's a bit of a buzz going around. You know, what is Jelly right. doing? What is he doing?
Right.
So Lauren came in and, you know, again, just sort of have no idea whether or not she could sing or not. Yeah. Every time you do that, my stomach does do a little tiny twist. So please stop it. Because this is your floor. And I will be sick on it. All right.
Who's not going to be able to listen to Queen Bohemian Rhapsody again without thinking of that?
Well, I hope I can listen to it again without thinking of that. Thank you. So the last one I got was from Lauren.
And what does she do?
Lauren works as a journalist, so she's sort of...
out and about.
Out and about, but out also in the office making phone calls, right. getting stories together. So, yeah, that's what she
cool.
does.
Let's hear Lauren.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled the trigger, now he's dead.
Is she pro?
Well, no one ever expects when you say to someone, can you just sing us a line of music? No one expects to be, like, gobsmacked and... just off the cuff, you know, you just don't expect it. And then you know, I'm standing there going, good God.
Right.
Mama, life has just begun. I can't remember the rest.
She sounds beautiful as well. Is she beautiful?
She's a good looking
girl.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah she's
a
good looking
girl. The voice. Lovely voice.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I really wasn't expecting. No offense. Because obviously.
I don't think we even need to ask the question. Yeah. Yay.
No question needed. Can Ye sing better?
Can she? She's better than Kanye. Yes, she can. And she did. But, right, okay, so we've got Tony, Jodie, Robbie and Lauren.
Yeah.
All from BBC Essex.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got a decision to make. Because even though beautiful Lauren has got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
I quite enjoy Robbie's rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Please don't make me choose. I also, have to go to work with these lovely people.
I also enjoy Jodie because she just basically did what you asked.
She actually followed the instructions.
Mama just killed a man.
And then she sacked off.
Like, yeah. Do I have to keep going?
No.
But she completed the task that was asked and not didn't do extra. Didn't go above
and
beyond.
A little bit. Shall I just play the Mamas?
Play the Mamas.
Because it's the Mamas we're talking about, right? Tonya's mama.
Mama.
It's a good mama.
Yep.
Jota's mama.
Mama.
Robin's mama.
Mama.
And lastly, Lauren's mama.
Mama.
So what are we saying? Who is the greatest rock star of all time? Why am I asking you?
I don't know. You can't ask me as well because I've got to go work with these people and it's unfair for me to pick among them and
all
start
right.
some sort of rift.
I've made the decision.
Okay.
I've made the decision. Goes to Robbie.
Boom, put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead.
You see... I sing like that, Robbie. It's fine. And if you're the greatest rock star in the world, that also makes me the greatest rock star in the world. But well done.
Thank you, and well done. So,
yeah, that was great.
We love you all.
Applause.
You're doing a Kanye now. You're asking for stuff, and then it's responding. Put the lights up. Lights go up. Applause. Tap.
I need to jump. Right.
Hang on, what was he jumping for anyway? We never established what he was jumping for. What song did he do after that?
It was the start of this song.
Four in the morning, and I'm zoning.
He did a bit of jumping.
A bit of jumping. What, a couple of times?
Just jumped.
I don't know how you would jump to that.
Excitable.
I don't know how you
But anyway, I feel all left out with all these talented friends that you seem to have at the BBC, Rob. So I am going to call my mate Joe. I don't know what he's up to. But let's give him a call and harass him and see whether he can take the title off of Robbie West. Better pick up.
Hello.
Hello, Botsy. You all right, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. What have you been up to?
I'm just shopping in Bluewater.
Shopping in Bluewater. Well, you got going on holiday, ain't you?
Yep.
So you're out holiday clothes shopping.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, this could be perfect, actually, Joe. Did you see Kanye West's Glastonbury at the weekend?
I did, yeah.
What did you think? Because we're both Kanye fans. What did you think?
Yeah, I feel it was quite up and down.
Yeah.
I feel it had good moments.
It started
off
good.
And probably more bad moments.
Yeah. Did you hear him cover the Queen track?
Ruin Bohemian Rhapsody, I did, yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
It
was no Jay-Z doing Wonderwall, right?
I mean, as I said, it was just rough, really.
It was. Well, mate, I'm recording the podcast right now, and we're playing the game of Kanye sing better than Kanye. So, basically, did you say you're at Bluewater?
Yeah.
Well, get yourself in a place where there's loads of people, Joe, because I'll explain the rules of Kanye sing better than Kanye to you, all right?
Okay, I'm outside monsoons.
Love monsoon. So, you know Kanye declared that he was the greatest rock star in the world and then made a bit of a singing faux pas.
Yeah.
Well, I figured that if you can sing it better than Kanye, then you will be the greatest rock star in the world. But I need you to do it really loud, Joe, seeming you're at a shopping centre and stuff. Like, I want some applause afterwards or some slow clapping or something.
Okay, let's go for this. Let's do it.
All right. Like, do you know what you're singing?
Is it the mama bit?
Yeah, the mama bit. And just see how it goes, Joe. Just, you know, sing as much as you like. Proper go for it. Remember, the title, Greatest Rock Star in the World, is up for grabs here, mate.
This is quite awkward. A woman has just ordered a Starbucks and decided to sit on the bench right next to me.
All right. Sing to her, mate. Go for it.
Okay.
Try get her to sing along, Joe. Do a duet.
Okay, let's go for it. You just want me to go Mama, I
Kill
a Man?
I want you to sing it, mate. You know the tune. Come on.
Okay. Dun, dun. Okay, three lads have now turned up. So are we ready?
Yeah, as loud as you can go, Joe.
Mama!
That's not loud enough, Joe. Come on.
I killed a man!
Do you know the next bit, Joe?
I don't. What's the next bit?
Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. Really loud, Joe. You've got to go louder. Start from the beginning, go louder.
I'm just going to do the mum a bit. Are we ready? Are we ready? I'm going to move areas.
Right. Go near the woman and sing it next to her and try and get her to sing the next line for you. It sounds very quiet for Bluewater, Joe.
I mean, it is only about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, go on.
Are we ready?
Go on then, really loud.
Mama, I killed a man. Okay. Mama, I killed a man.
Joe, last task for you. Try and find somebody near, all right?
Okay.
And get them to sing along with you.
Okay.
Tell them the opportunity to be the biggest rock star in the world is up for grabs in a game of Kanye sing better than Kanye.
Okay, I'm gonna ask this man. Hi, mate. I'm recording a radio podcast at a minute. Can I borrow you for 3 seconds? Okay. Okay, I'll put you on speaker. It's just a friend's podcast,
right?
And we're having to sing a bit of Queen.
Right.
You know Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yep.
Mama, I Killed a Man.
Mama, I Killed a Man.
Okay, we'll do 3, 2, 1 and we'll just bellow it.
All right, okay.
Okay. Are we ready, guys? 3, 2, 1. Mama, I killed a man. Have a wonderful day at work.
Beautiful, Joe.
You. Well, sorry, what's your name, sir?
Steve
Cooper. Of course he's Steve. Big up, Steve.
Yeah,
Cooper.
Big up, Steve.
Cheers, Steve.
All right, mate. Cheers, Joe. Thanks for... enjoy your shopping.
Yeah, I think I'm now banned from Blue Water. So I'm go.
Quick, run, Joe, before security catch up with you.
Okay,
go, now, go.
Still looking at me. I'm going.
What do we reckon? Steve?
Steve and Joe, the duet.
They can...
They can... Can Ye
can
sing, better,
Ye
than
sing
Kanye?
Better than Kanye?
Yay, they can.
Yay, they can. But can Ye sing better than Robbie West? What are we saying?
Ooh.
You know, he did get...
He did find a complete stranger.
Yeah, sing-along going. So, you know, but saying that, some people may say that's a disadvantage
but could we,
to Robbie because he did it solo. That's a duet.
Very true. But also, I'm not sure... I mean, bearing in mind that Joe may be under arrest at this point in time.
Right.
Could we give a criminal...
We'll check up on that.
Can we really grant the title of greatest rock star ever to a criminal?
Is it staying with Robbie?
I think it's got to stay with Robbie.
Robbie, you are the greatest rock star in the whole world. Congratulations.
Yes!
Take a bow, mate. Take a bow. Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. So I enjoyed that game. Kanye sing better than Kanye. Never to be on the podcast ever again. Thanks for doing that, Rob.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks to everyone who's partaken. Even Steve. And Steve as well.
Steve off of Blue Water.
The unwilling volunteer. Oh, excellent stuff. Listen.
All right, we're running out of time now.
We are.
So much so that we've had to cut the outro this week. So sorry about that. But here's your lullaby bye. And you won't get much of that either.
Bye. Thank you. I forgot to do the ring.
Yeah, you
ring
did forget to do the ring.
Ring your dad.
I will.
Oh, cock.